Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Migs Show. Only on the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rockaholics, we are so excited to be having our very first listener party in Tacoma. And it's at one of the coolest places we could possibly imagine. Steve Migs, tell the people, where are we going to be?
I guess I should turn my microphone on. We're starting as a stupid conversation on the radio about how funny would it be to have a party at a Chuck E. Cheese. And then thanks to our friend Bree, the manager at the Tacoma Chuck E. Cheese, who was listening when we were having that conversation. And it's all coming to fruition this Saturday. And if you're looking for us, so yeah, obviously Chuck E. Cheese is a spot. How are we going to find everybody? Apparently they have like this upstairs loft area that overlooks. And that's going to just be reserved for all of us for the Daily Migs Show. So if you are coming, just let them know or come find us upstairs or wherever that spot is. But we'll be walking around playing games and hanging out. So if you see us, come hang with us and have a good time. Bring your kids. Tatum's going to be coming.
I'm bringing Barrett.
Oh, it's going to be a party.
Saturday from 3 to 5, you can get all the details on our very first listener party at Chuck E. Cheese at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
To be Migs. I know Yoshi from Redmond is. Yoshi, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Yoshi has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Our 5 senses are sight, sound, smell, taste, and what?
Touch.
Correct. Zero and Tonight Tonight are songs by what band?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Correct. No Doubt reunited with at Coachella this past weekend after how many years of not performing together?
15, 17, 18.
No, no, no. In alphabetical order, Wyoming is the last state, but what is the second last?
Pass.
What does the acronym POV stand for?
Point of view.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 2000s comedy Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler.
Yes. How many months end in the letter E?
2, 3, 4.
No, no, no. Same name as a planet. Who is the Roman god of the sea?
Neptune.
Yes. The Pepsi logo is red, white, and what other color?
Blue.
Correct. What pop singer's debut album was titled Baby One More Time?
Britney Spears.
Yes. In alphabetical order, Wyoming is the last state, but what is the second last?
New Hampshire?
No. What? Yoshi, you got 7 correct, though.
Ooh. We can work with this.
We can definitely work with this.
I have belief.
Yes.
I have faith.
7 has been pretty good these days, I feel like, even though Steve's been very, very good. But
did you see how he walked in here, too? It was like a wrestling entrance walk, like just full of confidence.
His little
ready to
strut
rock it.
He gets.
It was a strut.
Next time I'll do a Triple H, I'll just a swig of water and spit it in the air.
Oh, my God.
Please don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm probably get in trouble.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Our five senses are sight, sound, smell, taste, and what?
Touch.
Correct. Zero and Tonight Tonight are songs by what band?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes. No Doubt reunited at Coachella this past weekend after how many years of not performing together?
I believe 10.
No.
Oh, crap. 11?
No.
12?
No. In alphabetical order, Wyoming is the last state, but what is the second last?
Oh, Washington.
No.
Wisconsin.
Yes. What does the acronym POV stand for?
Thank you, Adult Films. Point of view.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Who played the title character in the 2000s comedy Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler?
Yes. How many months end in the letter E?
Two.
No.
January? February? I don't know. Three?
No.
One?
Yes.
June.
So there we go. Same name as a planet. Who is the Roman god of the sea?
Neptune.
Yes. The Pepsi logo is red, white, and what other color?
Blue.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And with that, you get 8 correct.
Oh, Yoshi.
Which is a win, 8-7. Oh man, so close. But not close enough.
Have a good one, Yoshi.
January.
I feel like that should count.
Well, you got it right anyway, so. Wait, no, you didn't.
I did.
Wait, yeah, I did. Yeah,
one.
Well, can I just say, Yoshi said New Hampshire for Wyoming is the last state, but what is the second last? New Hampshire?
Yeah, just got a little thrown off there.
Something was New Hampshire?
You said New Hampshire.
That's a little strange.
It was a little weird.
You know, it's early.
Yeah. No Doubt reunited at Coachella this past weekend after how many years?
Is it 9?
It's 9.
I went the wrong direction.
Because I keep reading articles saying almost a decade. It's 9 years.
Damn it.
How awesome did she look up on stage, though? I was in No Doubt heaven.
I didn't even get to watch it. So it looked and sounded great?
Amazing.
Okay.
People were crying over it, Steve. It was fantastic. And by people, I mean me.
Really?
I was a little emotional. I was a little in my feelings.
You're happy to see her and with the Tony, the old bassist, back together again.
So awesome.
Adrian on drums.
Made me very happy.
Tom on guitar.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Kevin's giving me a big thumbs up on that one.
It was beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, over the weekend, a few of us went out to emo night. Woo! And Sarah decided to interview me and record it.
Yeah, and we're going to play a fun game because I've heard some of the audio. And I think the game should not be like, what is Taryn going to answer? It's just, how drunk is Taryn Daly?
You're going to hear what happened after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Baseball season is underway.
Yes.
And of course, you want to look the part if you're going to be rooting for our baseball team.
Hasn't been a great start just yet, but they did win yesterday 9-3.
Not an inspirational season so far, but we do have an M's inspired shirt.
A very inspirational t-shirt. This one's freaking great.
It's called the Mayo Maybe shirt, and you can find it at KISW.com.
So not my oh my, but my oh maybe.
My oh maybe. So over the weekend, Sarah and I went to emo night.
I'm so bummed they missed it because I was wrestling on Friday night in Tacoma, and it seems like whenever Danny's doing emo night where he DJs, where he spins all those great songs from the 2000s, so all those anthems, and it's a big party. It sells out, and it's always packed, but it's always the same time as me doing my wrestling over in Tacoma.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys went, though.
We did go, and I had the absolute best time. It started, though, with a little pre-funk. I went to Sarah's place beforehand and did a little pre-funking.
Yeah.
And the funk continued at emo night.
I could tell based on this audio that we're about to play. So Sarah pulled out her phone and decided to record you as the night was going. Does there need to be any kind of setup for this? Or do we just play it and we can get the vibe of how Taryn's doing just from you talking to her?
Yeah, let's just get the vibe.
All right. Are you ready for this? Have you heard this?
I have not heard this.
Do you remember even doing the interview?
I know we did this, but I've not heard it.
Do you remember what you guys talked about?
I think we talked about an injury and a party foul.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happened.
Okay, Taryn, we're at your first emo night. How are you enjoying it so far?
Well, I would say I'm actually impressed that I know about 85% of the songs.
That's impressive because you're a little older.
I am an older emo girl, I guess. Yeah.
But you're killing it. But I
already. You sound not there.
Just a little loose-lipped.
And, and your lips are not very close to the microphone either. No. Who are you talking to? Someone else? All right, so you have a confession now to make. Let's see what happened.
That I am pretty sure I just rolled my ankle.
No.
Yeah.
This is what you get for dancing on the stage.
Okay, that's rude. I was giving it my all. It's not my fault that I just kind of tweaked it.
You know, I did what a responsible person would do. I danced on stage for one song, and then I moved on. And now you're injured.
Hearing your voice makes me now understand why we got kicked out of Numos. Right. When we all went out together.
Also, I was going to her to, like, confide in her, and then she immediately just says that that's what you get.
Full mom mode.
Right?
Just shaming her.
Wait, when you sound more drunk than Sarah, that's impressive.
Yeah. So you're not going to carry me home?
I'll always carry you home, Sarah.
Aww. Thanks, girl.
All right, so now you said that you ended up spilling something on somebody, or there was a party foul.
Yeah.
Okay, so right after I explained that my ankle got twisted a little, what just happened, Tara?
I spilled my drink all over somebody.
Yeah, you sure did.
But I don't think it was my fault.
It was.
All right. So
it was not my fault.
Spoken
Sarah
like a true drunk. Spoken like a true drunk. It wasn't my fault.
It was not my fault.
It's everybody else's fault but me.
I was trying to get past him.
Yeah.
And I tapped his friend. I tapped the friend.
Right.
And so then the other friend like turned to see what was happening behind him, and he hit my drink, and it went all down his buddy's back.
Uh-huh. It was definitely your fault.
It was definitely not my fault. That guy turned around, and his hand hit my drink, and it fell on his friend's back. It was 100% not my fault.
The guy was so
was he so mad?
He was very nice about it, but I think it was your fault.
It was his friend's fault, without question. I am innocent.
Sure.
At least you have the same story as you did Friday night.
It's
you
do true. This morning. That's not even a story. That's the truth. Those are the facts of the night.
Can I just say his friend was wearing like a knit sweater?
Oh, that had a sock.
His entire back was soaked.
And it was most of my vodka drink.
Honestly, it's probably for the best that you spilled your drink.
I didn't need it.
You didn't need it. No.
Also,
the sweater needed it
this
more than
little
you.
Shot taker over here.
Okay.
She's just shooting plain vodka.
Yeah, she's hardcore.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I don't know when the last time was I took just a vodka shot.
Really?
Well, there were Jello shots too. I liked those a lot. But I'm like, just plain vodka? Nothing in it?
What do you normally just take a shot of? Like
whiskey?
Okay.
More of a whiskey.
Yeah, not typically. So it's not often that you do shots of vodka.
And a shot of vodka is one of those ones that on the back end you're like, you know, it does not feel good.
Depends on the vodka also.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like tequila. Like when you go to the low end, it's like, what am I doing here? But if it's good stuff, then you're like, okay, that went down pretty smooth.
I never get the good stuff though. I am a cheap girl. vodka all day.
I could taste that. I could absolutely taste that. No, and thank you for the shot, Sarah. I had a really good time.
So the overall vibe at Emo Night, had a good time?
Amazing. The crazy thing is like we give the emos all this, you know, hard time about being sad.
For being so sad, they have a lot of fun.
That was the most positive, happy, upbeat.
It is.
Crowd I've ever seen. It was like a beacon of positive energy, and I loved it.
I think that's why that night does so well, is because when you show up, I don't think you're expecting everyone to be so welcoming, and like it just there's zero like weirdness to it. I remember going thinking, oh, I'm not going to fit in. I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb, you know? And then once you get there, people are like, is this your first emo night? I'm like, can I tell? Kind of. But like, everybody was super nice.
And Brad was the oldest person there.
And he had a good time.
He had a great time. He had a really good time.
At no point did he say we should get going?
No. I think we left at like 1.
Okay.
But, you know, we had a long drive ahead and got to get the dogs, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we stayed till 1. That was pretty good. It was pretty good for me. I was very impressed. Also, seeing Danny in his element is awesome.
Oh, I bet. I would love to see it just because I've only been to an emo night where he was there with us just as a patron. Like, he wasn't hosting and he wasn't DJing.
So how long has he been DJing them now? At least a couple of years, maybe?
At least a year.
Yeah, for a while. And now he's like the main guy because he was just the little helper.
That was the other thing, too. People were pointing out they have folks that come that have like character names or they're like well-known in the emo night community.
So what, like emo night celebrities?
Yes. What was the one guy's name?
Everyone's got, like every scene's got that.
Wait, I think I remember it. Cody Epidemic.
Yeah, wow.
Cody Epidemic.
Look at drunk Taryn remembering.
What the hell is the Cody Epidemic?
Cody Epidemic is a guy that's on the stage bringing the people together. He sings every word to every song, and he entertains. He gets the crowd riled up.
So is he like a mascot?
Kind of.
Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of.
And at some point, he takes off his shirt and has a lot of the other dudes take off their shirts.
I just remembered when they started popping tops.
They did.
They started popping
tops.
Wait a
second. He takes his shirt off and he encourages other guys to take their shirts off too?
Yes. There was maybe about like seven of just shirtless.
I mean, then what do they do? Are they swinging their shirts or?
Then they do a belly bump.
Maybe I don't need to go to this.
And mind you, they're like early 20s dudes. Like, for Tara and I, they're very young.
That's true. That's true. Mrs. Robinson over here. Well, Coachella was over the weekend, and there were some massive surprises. Thankfully, no one got slapped during them. What does that mean? We'll tell you at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rockaholics, we know that you have been to many concerts, and we've got to believe that you've witnessed an awesome surprise. So what was it? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. One of the surprises that happened over the weekend was Will Smith surprising audiences at Coachella. He joined J Balvin on stage. I'm looking at Sarah like, who is J Balvin?
Who the hell is J Balvin?
I actually have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I can't believe she doesn't know. She's such a loser.
As lame as we are.
We were just testing you. We clearly know who J Balvin is.
Oh, yeah. Big fans.
She's pretty awesome, I tell you.
J Balvs?
Yeah.
That's what you call him when you know him.
Did Will Smith slap him? Is that why?
No, but Will Smith jumped up and did a performance of the song Men in Black, and we have that moment.
I know Will Smith right now is kind of like not the best image because of what happened. It was at the Oscars with the whole slapping incident and things like that. I think maybe people have kind of like either forgotten about it or just like whatever with him at these days. But if he wants to kind of redeem himself, I think he just needs to hit the road and show up in certain places and surprise people with some of his old school songs. I think that would endear him to people once again.
I would have lost my mind if that had happened.
Like, Pearl Jam, and all of a sudden, Will Smith walks on, does, like, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Or what is the Miami? Welcome to Miami. Miami? That's whatever that song is. The other big surprise was during No Doubt's reunion show, which everybody, especially me, was looking forward to. Olivia Rodrigo jumped up on stage with No Doubt, and we have a clip from that.
So that's Olivia right there?
Yes.
I forgot about that song.
I have goosebumps. I'm such a dork.
So you're a huge No Doubt fan?
Huge No Doubt fan.
I didn't know that.
Tragic Kingdom was an album that shaped my youth for sure.
What was the album after that? That had Bathwater on it.
Oh my God, that was the Return to Saturn.
Return to Saturn. That was a great record as
well. Yes, it was. Yeah. Oh, I would have loved to have seen that reunion. I hope they do like a full on worldwide tour? Because obviously the response has been so amazing.
I got to imagine. You do a couple, you do that show, you find out that you don't hate each other anymore. You're like, whatever the drama was, like, is not as bad as it once was. And maybe you can look past it. And also, lots of money can be made from doing something like that as well.
Well, then you see in that performance with Olivia Rodrigo, there it's Gwen Stefani and Olivia looking at each other, and they just have these awesome expressions on their faces. They're both just living their best life. It was a very cool surprise guest moment for sure.
I did not know much about Olivia Rodrigo at first, and then obviously a lot of people were talking about the driver's license song, whatever. But some of the other songs I've heard from her are just really, really great.
Toe Tappers.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're going to go Toe Tappers. What are you, 80 years old? Kind of weird.
Yes.
Is that a good toe tapper?
It's a nice little toe tapper.
Oh, my gosh.
Who do we work with?
I don't know, but I cannot handle that.
Grandma Taryn.
No. I was like, if I ever was to make a song and you called it a toe tapper, it feels like an insult.
When you're hanging out with your friends and you find a song that you like, do you go, hey, John, Sally, come on over here. I got a good toe tapper for you to hear.
I might.
Oh, boy.
Out of curiosity, Steve Miggs, have you ever been at a concert where there was some awesome surprise that went down?
I have so many I could think of, but the first one that popped to mind, I have two, but the one that popped to my mind was when the Foo Fighters played T-Mobile Park. It was 2018, so not that long ago. And they were on stage doing their thing, and it was a phenomenal show. It was like Dave Grohl Storytellers. In between every song, he's telling us a little bit of a story about like where he was in Seattle when he wrote this song, and it was really fun. But when Chris Novoselic jumped up on stage, mm-hmm. of course, bassist of Nirvana, Dave's old band, and then they ended up doing a cover of a song that Nirvana used to cover all the time. It was in college, I was a big fan of this band because it was like college radio and you would play this band. They were called the Vaselines.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard them.
I'm not sure.
You probably have heard the Nirvana cover of one of their songs, which is called Molly's Lips.
Oh, yeah.
And that's them. When they did it at T-Mobile Park, so I was just losing my mind. That's like one of the few times where I actually pulled out my phone, and that was video that I took, because I was like, I just want to remember this moment, because as a massive Nirvana fan, never got to see them live.
Oh, yeah.
Never had that chance. So this was the closest I would get when you get to see Dave Grohl, Pat Smear, you know, obviously a big part of Nirvana towards the end of their run, and Chris Novoselic on bass, and there they are playing a song that I loved in college and a song that Nirvana covered as well. So it's really freaking cool.
So mine is pretty much the same surprise guests. Paul McCartney, though, when he played in 2013 at Safeco Field, yeah. He brought out Dave and Chris and Pat, and mm-hmm. they had this kind of little Nirvana reunion, and it was just beautiful. And it makes you realize, like, Dave Grohl's just friends with all the coolest people.
Well, he seems like just a good guy.
Just kicking it with
just
Paul McCartney.
Just drinks Jägermeister with everybody.
Yeah.
And what about you, Sarah?
Okay, bear with me, you guys.
Oh, boy. Is it a toe tapper?
Oh. This happened about a month and a half ago when I was at the worst concert of my life, Nicki Minaj. The worst performer, the worst concert. I was literally about to leave after like 4 hours of being there. And then she brings out, my God, Tyga. And I look at the reel I made because I don't believe it actually happened.
Okay, so as someone who is not familiar with Tyga's music, what's the big toe tapper from Tyga?
Probably
Shut
the one
up.
The one
Just stop.
The one that you might know, Rack City. Rack City bitch, Rack City bitch.
Yeah.
Rack City
Taryn.
Bitch, Rack.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know that one?
I don't think so.
And you're the queen of toe tapping and you don't know that?
Rack City?
Yeah.
Is that like racks of money?
Yeah, you've never heard of that either?
No. I thought it was maybe talking about chesticles. Rack City.
I'm aware of Gag City.
Oh,
but not
man.
Rack City.
And also,
you know Gag City?
No.
That's a Nicki Minaj term. I only know that because it kept showing up on my, like, why is Gag City trending? Which I was like, what are we about to embark on? Of course, I clicked on it and it was some Nicki Minaj. I have no idea what it means.
That's her whole theme. She takes you there.
When you watch her, you just,
Gag City?
Yes.
Because you get so repulsed by her performance. You just gag,
no. Honestly, yes, though. Yes. But yeah, it was the most amazing moment concert of my life.
How mad would you have been if you left before that happened?
I I literally was about to.
Right.
It was my girl who I went with who was telling me, no, like, let's just stay for a little bit. It's already midnight. You're going to get no sleep anyway. And then he came out. And I was like, I owe you my life.
It's like shotgunning like a Red Bull at that point.
Yes.
Right? You're like, adrenaline. Yeah. I'm back at it.
Yeah.
So, Rockaholics, we want to hear from you. What was the coolest surprise that happened at a concert that you attended? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after the Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what was the coolest surprise that happened at a concert you attended? 206-803-ROCK. Justin on I-5, you were doing some cover band stuff when who came out on stage?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up,
good
Justin?
Good morning.
Hey, so I was actually deployed to Iraq in 2008, so sometimes you're in the right place at the right time. There was a USO tour, Hell's Bells was playing, and then this other band, and I can't remember their name, they're doing Metallica cover songs.
I bet it was Blistered Earth.
Blistered Earth, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, 2008, I don't know.
That's fair, fair.
but as soon as I started, like, the first four or five notes of Master of Puppets, all of a sudden on the side, this guy walks out with his arm up, and it's Johnny Depp.
What?
And he went over, and he got a guitar, and then for, like, the next, I think the song was like 8 minutes, but they were on stage for like 16 minutes. It was like an extended version. Johnny Depp played Master of Puppets, and you could hear like 700-something airmen and soldiers. We're just absolutely losing our mind. And he's out there, and then like everybody was like, obey your master. We're like, everybody's at the same time chanting. So you got this little crowd out there in the middle of Taji, Iraq, jamming to Johnny Depp doing a cover of Metallica.
That's amazing. And I wonder if the band's like, let's keep it going. We don't ever want Johnny Depp to get off this stage.
Because he's in the Hollywood Vampires, right?
Yeah, he plays guitar, but still, you're not expecting him to jump up there and just cover Metallica with you. It was in Iraq, I think you said? That's crazy.
Yeah, wild. Jeff and Puyallup, yours happened at a comedy show, and who came out at the end?
Oh, it was a cool show. I won tickets to this on Beat Migs when you guys used to give away prizes. I missed those days. But it was like a Saturday Night Live shows, Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider, Norm MacDonald. So I'm glad I got to see him before he passed away. Who else? David Spade, Tim Meadows. So it was great. Just all your favorites. They did a tribute to, Chris Farley, of course. And then they're doing the Who's, My Generation, so David Spade lead. They're all kind of drunkenly singing. And then all of a sudden, who comes stumbling out on stage? Eddie Vedder, he's got a bottle of wine or whatever. He joins in. I'm so excited. I told my wife, look, it's Eddie. But it was a really cool moment. And there's got to be listeners out there who were also there. It was neat.
That's so cool. It would have been even funnier if you all of a sudden did like a solid 5-minute set and just some stand-up comedy and Eddie Vedder's up there just doing a routine.
Matt and Linwood, for you, it was a Soundgarden show. And who was their special guest?
Well, yeah, it was some tickets I won on KSW when BJ used to do the questions on the streets of people.
Yes.
2013, Mike McCready came out and played with Soundgarden.
Oh, that's killer.
I always love that when, like, you see, like, another local Seattle rock star jump up on stage. We see that a lot, or they'll just be on the side of the stage watching. And, like, man, back in those days, I'm sure still to these days, I mean, we see a lot of the bands showing a lot of love for each other, but it's crazy when you look at, like, Soundgarden guys on the side of the stage for an Alice in Chains show or Pearl Jam guys hanging out during a Soundgarden show. It just shows, like, the Seattle music community was always pretty tight, even back in those days.
And we're going to pivot a little bit, Steve Miggs.
Okay.
Cody in Bremerton wants to go into the world of wrestling for his surprise guest.
Let's do it.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Cody?
So last year, my wife and I, like 3 days before WrestleDream, were able to score some pretty sick tickets. And, you know, at that time, Edge had been rumored to leave WWE.
Yep.
And it was, you know, kind of the buzz around the stadium that night that he's got to show up. If he's going to show up, it's going to be tonight or not at all. And, you know, the last, I don't know, 2 minutes of that pay-per-view, man, when his music hit and it was the same, my wife and I looked at each other and I didn't even realize. She told me after, she was like, you know, you were crying, right?
I love that.
That's the best.
Dude, I remember watching that on the pay-per-view. I was supposed to go, and I love Edge as well. And I remember I was like, I'm going to go to All Elite Wrestling and just for the pay-per-view. It'd be awesome. And there were rumors that Edge might show up, but that was the day that we had an opportunity to get our puppy for Tatum, DJ Strawberry Head. So I was just like, well, my wife's like, no, you can go. I'm like, I'm not missing out on our daughter getting her puppy and seeing that first moment with her and her brand new puppy just so I could see some wrestling. But there was a moment where I was like, son of a gun. I'm watching and there's Edge popping out, and that would have been pretty awesome to be there. But still to this day, I feel like I made the right decision.
Linda in Puyallup, you got to see Taylor Swift open for Brad Paisley, but it didn't stop there.
No. So after the concert, they filmed a video of Brad Paisley, and it also, Jason Alexander from Seinfeld was in the video, and he was there as well. And so those that kind of stayed behind after the concert got to go down front to the main stage, and we got to be kind of in the video and part of the video. And in between takes, Taylor Swift and Kelly Pickler would come out and sign autographs. So I have, when Taylor Swift was just starting out, a Brad Paisley concert t-shirt with Taylor Swift's autograph.
So in the music video, do you know exactly where we could find you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm actually in the video. My friend and I have actually watched the video and slow-mo'd it a million times to try and see if we can find ourselves, and we never really could. But I was at the bottom right part of the stage.
Nice.
Real quick question for you, Linda, to get your opinion. Do you think this Taylor Swift girl, you think she's ever going to make something out of her career? I mean, she was opening for... No, I'm kidding.
I'm not sure. We'll just have to see how it goes, you know, especially now that she's kind of crossed, you know, genres of music.
I hope that she could do okay for herself. I mean, it's nice getting open for Brad Paisley, but maybe one day she could step it up a little bit.
Yeah, make her way in the world.
Speaking of openers, you'll love this text, Taryn. I was at a KISS concert at the Paramount Theater. First off, right there. How awesome. That had been a while ago. To be able to see KISS play at the Paramount must have been amazing. The opening act
was Rush.
A power trio from Canada.
Yeah!
All the lights were out and we heard the opening, Finding My Way.
Oh!
I still have a video in my mind turning to my buddy just as he was turning to me and we yelled, WTF.
You know what's so cool is I've been reading Geddy Lee's book for like months because that's how long it takes me to read a book anymore. But he talks about how wonderful the KISS guys were to them in those early years. They toured with them a couple of different times and said that the KISS dudes were the best dudes.
I'm not surprised. Say what you will about KISS, but they've always talked about how back when they were an up-and-coming band and they were doing all the crazy, obviously not to the level that they became with all the pyro and all the craziness, but they were wearing the makeup with the big light that said KISS behind them, and they were opening for some established artists and eventually would either get kicked off the tour or be told, look, can't have you opening. You're upstaging the headliner because of how... So I wouldn't be surprised if KISS was always cool to their openers because they weren't treated all that well back when they were an opener.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law. One that you will never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear that story. Plus, your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and we will take your calls at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.